From the scriptures, the Quran is the book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam, between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. By the night as it veils the earth in darkness, and by the day as it appears radiantly, and by the creation of the male and the female. O men, you truly strive towards the most diverse ends. As for one who gives to others, and fears God, and believes in the truth of what is right, we will pave his way to ease. But as for one who is miserly and unheeding, and rejects what is right, we shall pave his way to hardship, nor will his wealth profit him when he falls into the pit. 92:111. All things in this world are in pairs, male and female, night and day, positive and negative particles, matter and antimatter. Everything in this world joins its pair and fulfills its purpose. This is a clear proof of the fact that this universe is purposeful. In such a purposeful universe, it is impossible for both the good deeds and the bad deeds performed in it to have the same final consequences. This would not be consistent with the image of the Creator presented by the universe. Surely, it is for us to provide guidance, and to us belongs the hereafter as well as the present world. I have warned you then about a raging fire. None shall enter it but the most wicked, who denied the truth and turned away. One who fears God shall be kept away from it, one who gives his wealth to become purified, and owes no favor to anyone, which is to be repaid, acting only for the sake of his Lord the Most High, and before long he will be well satisfied. 92:12-21. The relationship of God with his subjects is not only that of a ruler, but also that of a supporter. He smooths the path of those of his subjects who want to draw near to him. Conversely, he lets those who adopt the way of arrogance to carry on in that way. We have to develop the sagacity which differentiates between trivial matters and real issues. Without this, you cannot do anything worthwhile for yourself or the society.